Hello, my name is Edward. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign.
Hey,
This
hold
evening,
on.
we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. We are not trying to sell anything, and your answers will remain confidential. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida state legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? Are you definitely going to vote? Very likely to vote? Definitely. Okay. With which political party are you registered? Democrat, Republican, no party affiliation, an affiliator, or not registering a party, or some other political party?
Come out. Who are you with?
My name is Edward. I'm with Opinion Research.
What's the name of the research company?
With which political party are you registered? Democrat, Republican, no party affiliation, and Republican. Okay. Are you or is a member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
What is your main racial background? African-American black, Asian, Asian-American, white, or other?
White.
White. What is your age?
Wow, you're getting personal. I'm a senior citizen.
So you're over 65?
Okay.
All right. If the election for Florida State House were held today, which of the following best describes how well you're likely to vote? Sorry?
Republican.
Okay. Are you definitely voting for the Republican or probably voting for the Republican candidate?
Definitely.
You will now be given a list of some public officials that you might be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Here's the first one. How do you feel towards Carolina Amnesty?
Negative.
That would be somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. What about Scott Boyd?
Positive.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Very. Leonard Spencer?
Don't know him.
Okay. Kamala Harris?
Very negative.
Very unfavorable? Okay.
Yes.
And my last, Erin Hundley.
Hundley?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable. Awesome. Thank you. Now, if the election for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Definitely.
Definitely. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Oh, those aren't in our district, but I would definitely vote for the Republican. I thought Amnesty was a Democrat.
Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate? Just to give me an answer.
I'm definitely going to vote a Republican, straight Republican.
Okay. As you may know, Republican and State Representative Carolina Amnesty was arrested on Thursday on four felony charges of forgery, illegally not raising her own signature, and falsely certifying a signature as a notary. If found guilty, Amnesty will face up to 20 years in prison and thousands of dollars in fines. Representative Amnesty has denied any grounding.
It's like a smear call.
Says these four charges were created by her political opponents and expects to be found completely innocent. Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate, or Elena Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Carolyn Amnesty.
Okay. And would you say you're definitely voting?
I don't care if she's robbing banks. I'd vote for her over a Democratic candidate.
Okay. Thanks for your most honest opinions. Would you say that you're definitely voting or probably voting for Carolyn Amnesty, the Republican candidate?
100% sure.
Okay. Due to a state representative Amnesty's arrest, there has been a discussion that she will resign from office and not run for re-election. If that were to occur, another Republican candidate will run for this seat. You will now be asked about two potential Republican candidates for who could run in the November election. If the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Erin Huntley, the Republican candidate, or Elena Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Well, obviously, I'm going to vote for Huntley.
Huntley,
but okay. There was somebody else out there, too, that was thinking about Ryan.
Mm-hmm. We'll be getting to the person in a moment. Would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Erin Huntley, the Republican candidate?
Definitely voting for the Republican candidate.
Definitely. Okay, here is the next candidate. If the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Scott Boyd.
Scott Boyd. And would you say you will definitely vote or probably vote for Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate?
Definitely.
Definitely. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. And regardless of how you might feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential elections? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Yes.
Donald Trump. Okay. When you vote for candidates for political office, would you say that you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote for as many Democrats as you do Republicans, usually vote Republicans, or always vote Republicans?
Always vote Republicans.
Always vote Republicans. Okay. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
Okay. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college, trade school, college graduate with associates or 2 years degree, college graduate with bachelor's or 4 years degree, or postgraduate degree?
Postgraduate degree.
Nice. Congratulations. Perfect. This concludes our survey. I honestly want to thank you for your time and participation, and I really hope you enjoy the weekend. Have a good day.
Okay. Thank you.
You too.
Thanks to you. Bye-bye. Take care.
Bye-bye.